Well, it's great to be here. It's great to be here filling in for my friend Paul W. I absolutely love it. And I love being here at the Detroit Auto Show. And here's, Mike, I don't know if you recognize this. Here's what I love about Media Days. I love that everybody comes and is like, they're hands-on. They are in these vehicles,
right,
pulling on things, pulling on levers, flipping switches, hitting buttons. And then you've got everybody coming back behind them that are cleaning everything up, making sure everything looks spiffy. But that's what this is for.
Right,
it's to show the public what these vehicles are capable
of. You got to keep it shiny. You got to keep it interactive.
Yes, and so that when you get here, you're going to see the best of the best, and that's what the Detroit Auto Show is about. And we are here at the Ford display, and you want to talk about the best of the best. The Bronco is a fantastic vehicle, and last night they introduced their new Bronco RTR, which is absolutely fantastic. Jason Hyde, the Bronco brand manager, joins me here to talk about it. It's good to see you. Thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me.
What was, first of all, let's talk about what the process that went into the RTR. And then now the culmination of it being out and about.
Absolutely. So last year we unveiled the Mustang RTR. And if you know the RTR brand, it stands for Ready to Rock. They are deeply rooted in Formula Drift on the track, but they also have chops in the off-road space. And they are a team of racers, Vaughn Gittin Jr., Lauren Healy, who are out racing our Broncos that customers also are driving. And the most harshest conditions in places like Johnson Valley, California, the King of the Hammers, at Baja 1000, they're putting these things through their paces, pushing
yeah.
it to the limits, and that's what's inspiring the confidence in what customers see today.
Well, and it's because you can push them to the limits.
Oh yeah,
it's the way that these, all the work that goes into the everything that they offer, but the technology and all of the different trims, it's unbelievable how this is taken too to then just the general public.
Totally. Yeah, we call it that built wild DNA that's within the spirit of Bronco, you know, and it's that confidence that you get behind the wheel and realizing this thing can go wherever you want it to go.
What separates this from other vehicles kind of in the same segment?
I think one key element is just, you know, some of the technology that we've introduced. Independent front suspension is a game changer in general at high speed off-roading. It just is a cushier ride. So you still retain that comfort, but we have a ton of technology as well in the vehicle that make these things adaptable in any kind of conditions that you throw at it.
How much then do you listen to, because obviously you guys are the professionals, all the engineers, and they know what they're doing, but how much do you listen to then what the customer base wants?
Oh, we're constantly measuring and listening to what the customer has to say. We spend time with them at research panels and interviews and just generally on the trail too, getting out to the off-road parks locally as well as on the other side of the country and just spending time in these places where our customers go and live that lifestyle as well too, just as much. And I think that's where we get a lot of insight out to go into future products as well.
I remember riding on the Bronco Experience here last year, and aside from it, I mean, it is a thrill ride. The way that you have it set up, it's fantastic. But then I remember thinking, okay, aside from, you know, the hills and the uneven terrain, being in these vehicles, you get to see the scope of what they can do. And if you buy one of these cars, you can actually be put through the paces through the experience of a Ford, and they'll tell you how to handle this thing so that when you hit the road, you're ready to go.
That's right. Yeah, what we've got here at the Detroit Auto Show is just a precursor of what we have out in the wild around the country. So the Bronco Mountain, the obstacle course that we have here, you get a chance to run through its paces, get a little light feel of what these vehicles are able to do. But if you buy a Bronco or lease a Bronco, you are eligible to go out for a one-day driving experience at one of our off-roadio locations around the country. We have five, Texas, Las Vegas, New Hampshire, Moab, and it's just like the coolest opportunity to go ride in a Ford vehicle. It's a Bronco that we provide you, and you get out there, learn from the best of the best, the trail guides, in terms of how these vehicles can adapt, and then go home with that confidence to drive your Bronco the way it's intended.
I want to talk a little bit more about the RTR, which was unveiled yesterday. What's different about this one?
This one's really cool in that we've taken a lot of that race-proven technology and brought it in, you know, from our most top-of-the-lineup Raptor inspiration, taking things like the steering gear, the 1,000-watt cooling fan out of those higher levels and bringing it into a more value-driven entry-level price point that now still has that unique style and capability that our customers are going to always know and love.
What is the the development process of a lot of these vehicles, because you know there are, the way that this has changed over the last few years is leaps and bounds. I mean, there's a lot more technology in it now. So what goes into that process?
Yeah, and in the case of the RTR, this is unique where our engineers paired up with the RTR engineers as well, too, and came together in what we found to be the perfect balance of an off-road capable Bronco that still has that style and unique signature element of what the RTR brand is all about. So it was truly an in-house creative effort with some of the best of engineering. And the cool thing is that this is going to be built right here in Michigan at the Michigan Assembly Plant, rolling off the production line with that look and feel.
Yeah, we love that.
Yeah, totally.
And I think this is kind of a microcosm of what we're seeing from Ford right now. Right, obviously the push to the technology and all of that is very obvious. But it's just pushing it a little further.
Yeah.
Every time it feels like. And towards in all the models really. But it feels like that's kind of what Ford's doing right now.
For sure, and we got to keep things fresh, right? So, I mean, the unique thing about a series like the RTR is that it's going to appeal to a younger audience, a younger generation of new off-roaders that are looking to get into the lifestyle, and I think that's something that we continue to push the boundaries on and obviously keep the envelope going forward, making sure we're opening up for anyone who is interested in this kind of lifestyle.
Take the lid off, take the doors off, go for a little cruise.
You got to do
it. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's
nothing better than taking the roof off on a summer day.
Have you done the Moab and all that stuff? Have you been to those places? What
yeah,
do you think?
Yeah, no. The
it's got to be a thrill. I mean, it's got to be unbelievable.
It's the coolest thing you can experience, honestly, in a vehicle or just in general.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, the Moab especially is one of my favorites. The off-roadio location there is right along the Colorado River, Red Cliffs Lodge. It's truly gorgeous. And honestly, one time I was out there, they were filming for Yellowstone right down
oh,
the street.
Cool.
So, yeah, you know what kind of environment you're in.
Well, it's absolutely fantastic. And I think what – and especially what we're seeing with the way that the auto shows are going, the fact that people are able to get their hands on it, like I said a little bit ago, I think that's the important part. And these are vehicles that you can buy, right? These are vehicles that are in your price range. And so if you want to get one of these, you can actually test it, feel it for yourself. And I think that's an important part of the idea here, too.
Yeah, you got to come on down and experience it for yourself. I think just spending some time, like you said, getting around the vehicles, sitting in the seat and understanding what that might feel like for you on a day-to-day basis,
yeah.
I think it's a great starting point to determining what that next purchase is for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, certainly. Jason Hyde, the Bronco Brand Manager, thanks for your time. Really appreciate it. And enjoy the auto show.
Thank you. You guys
it's fantastic.
As well.
Thank you so much. What I loved about this is you see the people's faces. It's like you're watching somebody on a roller coaster.
I mean,
and you see the emotion of it.
I mean, that is a steep drop if you are a
yeah.
roller coaster enthusiast.
I'll tell you, it's steeper when you get up there, too.
Yeah.
You look at it from this angle, you're like, oh, this is okay. But once you get up there, it feels even steeper.
I got it. You know,
But that thing feels totally in control the whole time. It's unbelievable.
Well, it's probably a good idea that they have professional drivers because, you know, I'd be wanting to go out and open that thing up, and that'd be no good for anybody.
No, it'd be no good for anybody. We heard that they wanted to buzz us by the wall here because we're right next to it, and it's fantastic. I will say I love the ambiance of it, the smell of the tires.
Yeah.
Just the sound of it adds to the element here.
I mean, it's called the Bronco. It is an experience.
It is.
Yeah.
No, it is. And again, the fact that these shows are changing, it is what it is.
Right.
And I love how Ford is leaning into this. I love it. Because that's the way that you engage with your customer base. It's the way that you're able to show your products off more than just, here's our car.
Right.
Look, it's beautiful, right? You can sit in it and you can feel it. But when you can actually experience it, it's a totally different thing.
I mean, especially if you were thinking of buying a Bronco or an SUV. I mean, what a way to help you make up your mind.
Yeah, certainly. All right, we're going to take a break. We are live here from the Detroit Auto Show here at Ford at their display, which is absolutely fantastic. We'll get you caught up on a couple of news stories. Caitlin Buss, the editorial page editor of the Detroit News, joins us on the other side. It is Focus with Paul W. Smith here on WJR.